Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jim Acosta yesterday. Now, Jim Acosta is a self-important martyr beyond belief, and CNN must believe the American people are outraged today that our very freedoms, the Nazi regime has started because of yesterday's news conference. A couple of things. They're claiming, Jim Acosta, that he never touched the intern. There's a claim that Sarah Sanders, and I can't confirm or deny this, tweeted out the video. I don't know why she would do that, from InfoWars. Wow, if she did, that's a big mistake. That's our buddy Alex Jones, who, by the way, Bill saw this morning. Alex Jones is saying in that shooting with 13 dead in California that a lot of these people were survivors of the Vegas shooting because they're country music fans. Wow. But did Jim Acosta, here's what I wanted to ask you. Did Jim Acosta, you've seen it by now, did Jim Acosta touch this woman? The answer is yes, he did. Did Jim Acosta assault this woman? The answer is, I'd say no. Now, admittedly, he touched her, and you could argue, and if we have lawyers out there, we could argue that assault can be what Acosta did here. But to go on a rampage about Acosta assaulting this woman, no. I think we're better than that. I don't think he did. Do you? Simple question. You've seen it by now. Is it something legally where Acosta shouldn't have done this? You know, he's trying to hold on to the mic and all that. Could he be prosecuted legally? I'd say no. And I'd say don't make that big of a deal out of it. Except, I get it. If this were the other way around, and if this were a supporter and President Obama were up there, and that reporter, say from Fox, was jousting with President Obama, you can just imagine what would happen. And if he was holding on to the mic and fighting for the mic and that whole thing, it's a weird process. Did you see the woman, an intern, I think? She has to hand the mic and then kneel down so that no one can see her. Bill, jump in here. This was not a flagrant one. Let's use basketball.
Yes, parlance. This is not.
It's not a flagrant, although.
There's
in the
no
NBA,
follow through or right, malicious intent.
Yeah, we ought to have NBA referees as a Bruder film this.
Yes.
But he did touch her, but I would say it's not an assault.
No, it's not. If you watch his hand, he's holding the mic. Like if I'm holding the mic, like he was, has the mic. She comes from his left and he kind of puts up as a protective motion to keep the mic in his hand.
Right.
Is what I would say.
Exactly right. So, yeah, I don't think that you're seeing here.
And I would call it like an adverted touch.
Inadvertent touch.
Inadvertent touch, yeah.
I would agree with that. But again, technically, I don't think you can do what he did, particularly when you have filming of it. And if she wanted to charge him with assault, I think a court would listen to it. But I think they would ultimately say, no, not assault.
Yeah, I think they would just listen to it, watch the tape, and just go, okay, why are we here? And say, let's get out of here.
Exactly. All right, so we got a lot of stuff going on. Here's Acosta with the president yesterday, though. In the initial type of thing. And again, he's a serial abuser of this. He thinks this is a debate rather than as a journalist asking a question, letting the audience decide if the president isn't answering, is rude, is dismissive, is covering up on the question. Here's what Acosta said to the president.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign. In the midterms, that
here,
this,
here we go.
That well, if let's you don't go, mind, Mr. President, that this caravan was an invasion. As you know,
I,
Mr. President,
I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
Why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election to try to keep
them? I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people.
Your campaign? Your campaign?
Wait. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
so on.
Well,
that's true.
But they
weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing that.
They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
These were people. This was an actual, it happened a few days ago.
All right. We have more of that, but let's get to the calls. 855-839-1210. Yes, Acosta did touch, but I think there's a made-up video out there. And second of all, it's not assault in the sense that Sean went after it last night and all that. But Acosta just showed himself there. If you wanted to ask the pointed question, how is it you arrive at this being an invasion? Let the president say that and say, I'd like a follow-up after you explain that explanation and why people see it differently. Instead, it was obvious that they see it differently. Yeah, calling it an invasion is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a difference of opinion. And the president stated that very early on. I think the way he handled a question from the PBS reporter about white nationalism, I like his instinct, that we'll play that coming up, to reject the premise. I would have just buttoned it up a little bit more in the way that he was doing it, but I like the instinct on it. And I would have slowed everything down there and said, we're sick and tired of hearing this. If you say you're a nationalist, that means you're a white supremacist. But Acosta did make contact there. But it's more inadvertent. It's not a flagrant one. It's not assault. Let me go to Joe in Langhorne. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning. I would just like to say I agree with everything you said about the Acosta thing. But I think the biggest mistake made there was to put that young girl intern in that position.
Yes, it's very difficult. Yeah, it's a bad system with the mic. I'm not sure what they've done in the past, Joe, but you can't have her be the one to have to grab the mic.
Right. I mean, you're talking about a young girl. She's an intern. And let's face it. I mean, there's, they're men. A lot of them are men.
Right.
They're putting her up in front of. And I think that I just don't agree with that at all, and I think that's in poor taste of whoever makes that decision.
There must be a way to shut off his mic. Something like that might be more appropriate. Good comment, Joe. Absolutely.
Obviously, I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging, and it's just unfortunate that the White House is saying this. We all try to be professionals over there, and I think I handled myself professionally, and I appreciate all the comments from my colleagues. I do think, Anderson, that this is a test for all of us. I do think they're trying to shut us down to some extent inside the White House press corps. And to some extent, I think they're trying to send a message to our colleagues.
There's Jim Acosta. So already a guy sent me an email, and I'll address it. Dom Giordano program. Jim Acosta deserved to have his credentials taken away until the White House figures out what to do with him. What are the rules of engagement? But the idea that he manhandled this woman, that's essentially what's being said, is not true. And he did make contact with her. And he knows, he just there told a fib, that you can't do that, even around the microphone, particularly with a young intern in this situation. All true. But need we say, as Sean did last night and these others, this is just like a wrestling move or something. That is ridiculous. That's all I'm saying. So I got an email for a guy. Dom Giordano's defending Jim Acosta. No, I'm just telling you reality. It's bad enough what happened here. And he deserves to lose his press credential, his active credential for now. Without a doubt. It's not squelching freedom of speech. But to say and to potentially doctor a tape with a yo-yo like Alex Jones, no, that's not the way to deal with this either. So you've seen it. Do you see him manhandling the intern? Or do you see him acting unprofessionally as I do? Let's go to Ron in Montgomeryville. Ron, you're on Talk Radio 1210. What do you see, Ron?
Good morning. What I saw, and I don't like Acosta at all, I think he shocked himself that he tried to hold on to the microphone while she tried to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized he touched her hand.
Yeah.
And he backed off big time on it. I don't think he's that stupid to do anything other than that. So he did back off. As far as the microphone goes, if you're going to do that, the individual asking the question should speak in to the microphone while it's being held by the young lady, if that's what you're going to do. Costa's the kind of guy that he wants. He's always combative. He always wants to be argumentative. The president could say the sky's blue, and he's going to say you're wrong. And it's the way he delivers.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the first rule of broadcasting. Don't give the person the mic. If they try to grab it, you got to keep it with both hands with some people. That's right. But I think they think it's undignified. Maybe they'll change that or something to have someone holding the mic in front of these people versus, and I don't remember seeing it done that way before, Ron, to my knowledge. I'm trying to go back and look at footage and all. They seem to pick up the sound in a different way than that. But you're right. You can't give these people the mic like Jim Acosta. You're going to end up with situations where you got to stop them and take it away from them. And now it gets into a pulling match. He did make contact with her. You could make a case. That simple assault. I just think it's stupid, though. And Ron had it exactly right. And he had it exactly right that this is an instance where don't go too far with it. He's unprofessional to make contact here. He's an unprofessional guy. This isn't Sam Donaldson and Ronald Reagan. There was a bit of playfulness. Remember that? There was with that. It was almost like the two of them in concert with it. This is much different, including what we'll play you in a little bit, this PBS reporter who was asking the white nationalist question again. And Trump handled it, rejecting the premise, exactly right, except I think he went a little too quick into it. Could have done it a little bit better, but the overall rejection was exactly what you have to do with this. And maybe making a broader point, I'm sick and tired of this, with this racial stuff to every comment, and the stupid dog whistle stuff. Let's go to Mary in North Wales on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, regarding Jim Acosta, I think the way we should handle this, it's not an assault, is the way that the Democrats, they love to mock, you know, the nighttime committee. On Saturday Night Live, let's have a skit with him, but like a three-year-old. Don't take away my toy. Because that's the first thing
that,
I thought
that
of.
Is perfect, except they won't do it on Saturday
or
Night Live.
Or a cartoon with or the same thing.
Yes. Yeah, but at least online, and you can go viral with that. That is a great insight, Mary. That's exactly it. He was like a child.
Exactly.
And he knows, too, you can't make contact in a situation. He also knows you're forcing this young intern to have to go and try to grab the mic after you made the point with the president. You got to hand it over for her sake, if nothing else.
And she was professional enough to give it to give it, you know, give it up and get down on the ground. And but you know, mock him. I want to see him on all the late night comedy shows. Ha ha, that'll happen.
That's it. Exactly.
Democrats, you know, tactics. Again.
It is exactly. It's mockery, and it's mockery to say you didn't touch her. And Anderson, this is the end of the republic here because Jim Acosta cannot be heard by the president.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.